यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जनावल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Gaur Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol. Jai Jai Prabhupad, 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 Prabhupad. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nashta Praesha Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha
Reading from the 11th canto, chapter number 17, text 53.
Putra darapta bandhunam sangamaha panta sangamaha anudeham viyantiti swapno nidranu goyatha putra darapta bandhunam sangamaha panta sangamaha Anudeham viyantyete Swapno nidranu goyatha Putra darapta bandhunam Sangamaha panta sangamaha Anudeham viyantyete Swapno nidranu goyatha putra of children, dara wife, apta relatives, bandhunam and friends, sangamaha the association, living together, pantha of travelers, sangamaha association, anudeham with each change of body, jiyanti they are separated, ete all these, swapnaha a dream, nidra in sleep, anugaha occurring, yatha just as. Translation and purport. The association of children, wife, relatives and friends is just like the brief beating of travelers. With each change of body, one is separated from all such associates. Just as one loses the objects one possesses in a dream when the dream is over. Purport. Pantha Sangama indicates the momentary association of travelers at hotels, restaurants, tourist spots or, in more traditional cultures, freshwater wells and walking paths. We are now associated with many relatives, friends and well-wishers, but as soon as we change our material body, we will immediately be separated from all these associates, just as upon awakening we are immediately separated from the imaginary situation of a dream. One becomes attached to the sense gratification of one's dream, and similarly, under the swell of the illusory concepts of I and mine, we become attached to so-called relatives and friends who gratify our sense of false ego. Unfortunately, such fleeting egoistic association covers our real knowledge of the Self and the Supreme, and we remain hovering in material illusion, futilely endeavoring for permanent sense gratification. One who remains attached to the bodily concept of life, of family and friends, cannot possibly give up the false egoism of I and mine, or I am everything and everything is mine. Without giving up material sense gratification, we cannot become steady on the transcendental platform of devotional service, and therefore we cannot relish the actual flavor of internal happiness. Unless one becomes a pure devotee of the Lord, accepting Lord Krishna as one's only friend, one cannot give up the hankering for temporary and superficial material relationships. A traveler far away from his home and loved ones may strike up superficial conversations with other travelers, but such relationships have no ultimate meaning. One should therefore revive one's lost relationship with Lord Krishna. We are constitutionally part and parcel of Lord Krishna, who is the reservoir of all spiritual pleasure, and our original relationship with Him is full of love and happiness. But because of our desire to enjoy independently from Him, we fall down into this confusing, meaningless network of material relationships created by Maya. An intelligent person realizes there is no actual pleasure or satisfaction for the soul on either this planet or any other material planet. Therefore, like a weary traveler, exhausted from his journey, he should go back home, back to Godhead, for eternal peace, as the faithful servant of Lord Sri Krishna. Om Adnyanadimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Shravanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Pri Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। The association of children, wife, relatives and friends is just like the brief meeting of travelers. With each change of body, one is separated from all such associates, just as one loses the objects one possesses in a dream when the dream is over. Hare Krishna. Beg the blessings of all the devotees, senior devotees who are present here, speaking for my own purification and for your transcendental pleasure. So in this purport, Lord Krishna is elaborating on this aspect of how family life is temporary. So if someone asks the question that I want to be happy, so if I enter into a family life that will make me happy, then the answer is no. And one of the reasons, there are many reasons why he cannot be happy, but one of the reasons is, as it is mentioned here, that it is not a permanent solution. He has to one day give it up. The soul is eternal. He is looking for an eternal residence. And one day he will have to quit that place. An example is given of travelers or in a hotel. People come and check in a hotel. And 2 or 3 days, and then you check out, and that's it. Some people may come together, you meet at the reception, you know, and then you call it quits. So that is exactly, in one sense, materialistic family life. But we forget it. You know, somehow we forget. And because when you check in any hotel, it's like just 2 or 3 days. So when you check in and you check out, you don't feel the pinch. You don't feel, oh, how sad, such a nice, I paid so much, I'm leaving. No, because you're well prepared and you know, you remember. It's just a matter of 3 days. But then what if you have to spend a long time? And that is what is household life basically. It's like not just 3 years, 3 days, but not just 3 years. It's like 30 years, 35 years, 40, 50 years. So it's very easy to forget that life is temporary. Because, you know, as time goes by, you forget. It's nature. And moreover, people don't want to remember. Because if you remember that life is temporary, will you be happy? Can you enjoy? Just today in the class, Prabhupada's class in the morning, when we were dressing the deities, we were hearing one point made by Srila Prabhupada, that if, you know, these goats in the slaughterhouses or cows in slaughterhouses, you know, they know that they are going to be slaughtered. So can they be happy? They're not happy. That's why even their milk becomes poisonous. When a cow knows that it's going to be killed after it gives milk, then it starts, you know, naturally everyone is anxious. It becomes miserable and then... So we are all on death row, basically. And as much as we remember this, you know, it's very difficult to enjoy life. Right, and that's why we want to forget this. No one wants to remember. In my personal experience also, I mentioned this before also, once I went to a house, a program,
a very big house, very big industrialist. Huge house. The hall itself was as big as this temple hall, facing the seaside, and huge flat screen television. Amazing. So I was told to go and give a talk, and I didn't know how to address. You know, when you are a preacher, you have to think who's sitting in the front and then address up. So anyway, after a short period of time, then the family members came, children came, they took their seats on the sofa. Husband came, wife came, and they all sat, each one with their mobile phones. That time, I mean, it was about 15 years ago. And then, so I asked them, so what should I speak on? You tell me, I don't know, what you would like to hear. What should I speak on? So then that lady with quite a depressed face, so she's telling, you know, achhi achhi baat bolna. Oh, marne murne ki baat mat. Don't speak about this death. And so I could see that she was not happy, even though she was in a big house and all these things. Not happy. So when you speak about these things, it makes them more unhappy. So, and they don't have a spiritual option. They don't know how to engage their mind in a positive way. So therefore, you know, people forget it, and then they're into materialistic pursuits. So therefore, what is the message? Is the message that give up home, take sannyas, that will make us happy? Is that the message? Like we see Gautam Buddha, he left home. He was a prince, all the opulences. He left home, all his luxuries, to pursue the peace, the spiritual goals of life. That's why he's called as Buddha. Buddha comes from the word buddhi, which means intelligence. And the opposite of buddhi is buddhu. One who gives up, you know, peace and spiritual goals for pursuing materialistic goals. So when what is the message which the scriptures are giving us? Should we give up home? Sannyas, vanapras. Even in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying that asaktir anabhishvanga putra dara grihadeshu nityam cha samachittatvam ishta nishtopapattishu. Asaktir anabhishvanga, to develop detachment, anabhishvanga, without desiring the association of family members, putra, son, dar, wife, or for that matter, for a wife, husband, grihadeshu, and children. Nityam cha samachittatvam, always being in a samachitta. Samadhi comes from two words. Sama means equal. Dhi is again buddhi. When an intelligence becomes situated, in what? In ishta anishta. When you get something which is desirable and something you may get which is undesirable. Ishta nishtopapattishu. Upapattishu, which means to attain. So, I have to be situated in that. That is favorable for developing knowledge and progressing in Krishna consciousness. Samadhi. Coming to the temple is good. We all can come to the temple. We all, so many in India especially, many people go to different temples every day. Some of them, you know, they do that. Simply by going to the temple, is it sufficient? If you go to the temple on a regular basis, at best you are dharmic. But are you samadhihi? Are you nityam cha samachittatvam? Are you samachitta? That is difficult. That is not easy for everyone. That's why we see many times, like last 2 weeks back, I was here on Sunday. And they had closed the door. The altar was closed and this door was also closed. And I was here talking with some congregation devotees from Panvel, and some group of Western tourists were here close to Prabhupada, and rest everyone were out, and they were told to wait because some cleaning work was going on. He wanted some space because if there were too many people, you know, they can't clean the temple hall. So he was there. So all of a sudden he started calling me, you know, come to the door, come to the door, I want your help. So I looked and I saw what is going on, you know. I was talking to someone, I didn't want to go there. I thought something is problematic. Some argument is taking place there at the door. So I didn't go, I was here, continued my talk. And so one man, he barged inside, he came inside and he said, sir, can I talk to you? I want to speak to you for a minute. Can I come inside? I did not know what to do. Should I tell him to come in? Because that guy is holding him outside. What is he coming to do? He's coming to fight. I had no mood to, you know, mediate or something like that. So I just looked, what is he up to? And then he couldn't wait. He thought, I'm not going to call him. So then he pointed out to the Western tourists and he's saying, why are these people giving special treatment? Why are we kept outside and why are we, you know, waiting outside? Why are these people inside the temple hall and getting all worked up like? So, you know, that's what happens. That we coming to the temple, but are we samadhihi, samachittattvam? We get so worked up. Someone was saying, you know, that one Gita course, some devotee came and he said, after the class, he said, amazing, Prabhu, what a class, what philosophy. I'm so glad to hear it. And he took prasad and everything and he left. And he went to the chappal stall or something, his chappal got missing. Chappal was stolen. And he became so upset, then he stopped coming to the temple. So, therefore, we may be trying to become a devotee, we may be dharmic, but are we samachitta, are we in samadhi? That is what we have to cultivate. So, therefore, one of the principles, it is explained, even while we are in family life, is to be samachittattvam. And there are so many such injunctions, where it is explained that house is a place of attachment. You know, give it up. Like in Prahlad Maharaj's, he's telling his father, Tat sadhu manya suravarya deinam sada samudvigna dhyama sadgrahat hitvatma patam grahamandhakupam vanam gato yad dharimashrayeta. Tat sadhu manya. So saintly people are saying that vanam gato yad dharimashrayeta. That go to the forest. Why? Because sada samudvigna dhyama sadgrahat. That being in house, being in household life is a source of great misery. Why? Because it is not a permanent shelter, it's not a permanent place. And there are so many such anxieties. Sada samudvigna dhyama sadgrahat. Hitvatma patam. It is a place where you commit spiritual suicide. Griham andhagupam. House is like a deep dark well. Vanam gato. Go to the forest. Give up. Father, you are the greatest demon. Give up. No use. Go and do bhajan. Grihamandhakupam vanam gato ya dharimashrayet. Strong words. Give up. Then we see in Bhagavatam, Kardam Muni, he is instructed by Brahma to enter into grihastha life. He worships Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu appears and he arranges for a girl for him to marry. Devahuti. Swayambhu Manu's daughter. He marries, but on the condition that as soon as he gets the child, he will leave home. So 9 daughters were born to him and 1 son. That son was none other than the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kapil Dev. And then he's saying, okay, now I have to leave home, I have to take sannyas. Now the question is, it's argued in the purport, Prabhupada is saying that if your own son is the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is at home, what need is there to search for God outside? Why do you need to leave home? It's already there. So, but Kardam Muni, he left. Why?
So Prabhupada says, there are two kinds of devotees. One is the Goshtanandis who are preachers. One is Bhajanandi or Atmanandis. So, Kardam was that person who likes to worship the Lord in solitude. He doesn't want to take all that responsibility of household life. He just wanted to be alone with the Lord. And second reason is that he wants to follow the instructions of the Lord. Panchashordam vanam brajet. The Vedas explain that when you are attaining 50 years of age, you should leave for the forest and take sannyas. Of course, that 50 people take a house and settle down today. But that was ancient times. So therefore, Kardam Muni thought more important than being in association of the Lord, more important is to follow His instruction. Just as many times we may feel that Guru is there, let's be around Him. But if Guru tells you to go and do something, then it is advisable to go and do that rather than being around Him and causing Him unnecessary problems. Oh, I have to, should be in close association with the Lord. So Kardam was not in that mode. Because sometimes you may be close to that person, but you may not like that person. That's why in Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling Arjun that Mam Upetya Punarjanma Manmanabhava Madbhakto. Why is he telling Arjun? Manmanabhava Madbhakto. Attain me, you have Mam Upetya. When you attain me, you want me to ask that what is there to attain Krishna? Krishna is there with him only on the chariot. So to get personal association is not as important as to get respect, love for that person. So the process has to be followed in order to attain that love. So therefore, Kardam Muni, he said, all right, let me attain that love. Let me follow the process. Let me do that sadhana. So he left. So there are so many such instructions. People, you know, have to leave ashram. However, this was for the previous age. Now in the age of Kali Yuga, as it is said, Harer Naam, Harer Naam, Harer Naam Eva Kevalam Kalau Nasteva 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 Gatir Anyatha. That in this age, it is only, there is only one shelter, to take the names of Lord Krishna. That's all. You don't need to take sannyas because that is forbidden in the, that's good news actually. In the age of Kali Yuga, no sannyas. Be at home. Don't take sannyas. There's no need, just be at home. So what does that mean now? Just be at home and enjoy life. That is also not expected. To be at home and simply enjoy your senses is not expected. To give a family also not in. So where is the, so what we have to do is to draw a line between these two. What is that line? To imbibe the spirit of renunciation when you are at home. That's why in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, what is a sannyas? What is a sannyasi? Anashrita karma phalam karyam karma karoti yah sa sannyasi cha yogi cha ninaragnir chakriya. That a sannyasi is one who is detached, who is selfless. There is no mention of any color of the cloth or any vows or danda taking or the shape of the lungi or the style in which he wears the lungi. Nothing like that. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is just saying that if you are detached, anashrit, if you are anashrit, what to the karma phalam? That means a person just work selflessly. Serve for the benefit of others. Serve in Krishna consciousness. Then you are a sannyasi. It doesn't matter whether you are at home or you are at, or outside. It's just a matter of uniform. That's not, like, for example, who's an inspector? An inspector is an inspector because he wears a uniform? Not necessarily. If a terrorist dons the cloth of an inspector, does he become an inspector? He doesn't become. Yes. So, what makes an inspector? The spirit, his training. Right? So, similarly, it is important to get that, imbibe that spirit of detachment while you are at home. Otherwise, just giving up home is also not recommended. You know, you just take up sannyas in the age of Kali Yuga, it's very, very dangerous. Like, you know, we see in Chaitanya Leela of Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityanand sitting on the banks of the Ganges. And one sannyasi passes by and he sees this wonderful two forms of Gauranga, Gaurnitai, and he's very impressed, inspired. He goes up to them and he says, bless you, my sons. May you have a long life, a beautiful wife, great wealth and high learning. Long life, beautiful wife, great wealth and good learning. Mahaprabhu looked at him and says, what kind of a blessing are you giving me?
He didn't like it, Mahaprabhu. And then, because Mahaprabhu understood that these are all causes of attachments. So the sannyasi did not like it and he says, just look at this age of Kali Yuga. You give someone blessing and what you get in return is just ungratefulness. So Nityanand, he barged in and he says, don't worry, my dear sir. He thinks a little differently. So, but I appreciate your sentiments. So, what you're saying has makes some sense. Yes, yes. So then he says, now I detect some intelligence. Very good, my boy. I want to invite you to my house. I want to feed you. Come for lunch. So Nityanand Prabhu said, yes, yes, we will come, but we won't eat anything. We'll just take some fruits, some roots. He said, all right, no problem. Come. So the sannyasi is taking him to his house. So while they were going, he sees that outside his house, when his wife is standing. And Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu looked at each other and said, I thought he was a sannyasi. How come he's got a wife? Well, anyway, they didn't say anything. So they went inside. He told his wife, make something, bring some fruits. So she brought some fruits and started serving. And while they were sitting, then he says, so, gentlemen, would you also like to have some anand? So Mahaprabhu did not understand. What is anand? Then he looked at Nityanand and he says, what does he mean by anand? Would you like to have some bliss? So he didn't understand, what is bliss? So then he says, so Nityanand Prabhu understood. He said, he means to say that, would you like to have some liquor, wine? As soon as Mahaprabhu heard it, he jumped out of the house, ran and went to the Ganges and jumped into the Ganges with his clothes on. So such was the sannyasi who had taken sannyas, but, you know, was living with his wife and drinking liquor and things like that. So therefore, taking sannyas is generally forbidden in this age. You know, it's not recommended. Be at home and develop the spirit of detachment. So, one of the process of developing detachment is to understand what are the shortcomings of family life. You see, and therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, the full chapter of the great forest of material enjoyment explains that why one should be careful of family life. And it is compared, the family life is compared to a man who goes into a forest to make money and exploit the resources of the forest. So when he goes inside, many times when you enter into a forest, you lose your way. You don't know how to get out. So that is compared to materialistic life or family life. When you enter into the family life, many times what happens is you forget to get out. Many times parents train their children, you know, how to make money and how to enter into family life. But no one actually teaches their children how to now get out of family life. How to be detached. That is not taught. Unfortunate situation. And people are trapped. Because material life cannot make you happy. That is confirmed. It's like this Chakravyuh, you know. Abhimanyu, he knew how to get in, but he did not know how to get out. Why? Because his mother, Subhadra, is it not? Subhadra. So Arjun was explaining to her how you have to get into the Chakravyuh. She was inquisitive, so she said, what is this Chakravyuh business? How do you enter inside? What is it? So Arjun was explaining to her, and she heard it nicely for the first half of how to enter, but how to get out, by the time she slept. So therefore, now she was pregnant, and Abhimanyu, she was carrying Abhimanyu within her. And so Abhimanyu got the benefit. He understood how to get inside, but because she slept, she did not hear the second half, and he did not know how to get out. That was a top secret, a military secret. So just like that, this material world is a trap. You get inside, but you don't know how to get out when you are in difficulty. Why? Because even parents, they don't know. They themselves, many times parents come with their children. Arey, mere bete ko zara sikhao. Parents tell their children, uske jaise bano, dekho. Why don't you become the example?
for them instead of saying, you be like him, you be like him. Because they themselves don't know. They've never come, they've not taken spiritual life seriously for themselves. But they want the children to become serious. That's why many of the people, they get become serious in Krishna consciousness after they get married and have children. Because, okay, they are finished with life, more or less, in one sense. So now the children, the responsibility, okay. Chalo, aage badao. So, there's no way out. Like I remember recently, in my society where I used to live, my parents lived there, in Jew apartments, Jew Santa Cruz. Parents were saying that in the opposite building, in the same society, but in another wing, one man was there, 60 years old, 65 something years old, and living all alone in his house. And throughout the night, he would keep coughing and coughing. And in the dead of the night, all the society members would hear that this man is coughing and coughing. People would, you know, all of them were talking, what is this? You know, he's so sick. Is there anyone to take care of him? And one day he died. And no one knew he died. His servant would come, ring the doorbell. He would not open the door. That way, two, three days she came and he was not opening the door. And she understood there's something wrong. She went to the police. Police came, opened the door, and his dead body was found rotting 3 days. Investigation was done, how he died. No family members. No one, all alone. That is one thing it is said that, you know, you will be separated from your family. But another thing is that you are with your family, but your family doesn't care for you. Family members don't want to serve you. Anyway, he was all alone. And he was dead. Moreover, he was a heart patient. He was having lung problem, some asthma or something. And he was a drunkard and he was a smoker also. What will happen when such a condition you smoke and drink? Addicted. Can't give up the habit. So you see, that's how. And he does not know how to get out of it. Was stuck. No association of devotees. Like, that's why it is comparative. When you go into the forest, you don't get association of saints in the forest. So there's no one to tell you the way how to get out. And that time there was no Google Maps and things like that. You can take care. Chalo, this is how you get out. So that example is given. That family life is like a man entering into the forest to make money by exploiting the resources. Another example is given. A comparison is made. That when he's inside, then there are thieves, dacoits inside the forest, waiting for some passersby, and they steal them. Now the Srimad Bhagavatam compares those dacoits to family members. Wife, children, and for that matter, husband. For a wife, husband and children. Because it's not necessary that husbands always work. I mean, sometimes wives work and the husbands get into bad habits of drinking. And, you know, they're spending all the money that the wife is giving. And all the children they're compared to dacoits who are stealing away the money. And it's also his own senses are also like dacoits. He splashes all the money that he has earned on wine and liquor and all those kind of things. So it's wasted. Extravagant lifestyle. Like after marriage, the husband asked the wife that, so I hope you know how to cook good food. She says, I don't know how to cook good food, but I know from where to order good food online. You know, so it's like that. So all the money is spent in extravagant lifestyle. So they are compared to the plunderers and dacoits who take away all the hard-earned money the person has earned. And then he feels, okay, let me do some agriculture. And we know that when we, you know, farmers know that it's not easy. It's affected by weeds. It's affected by insects. So similarly, a man who engages in fruitive work, he's trying to fulfill his household duties. A lot of problems in that. Sometimes something happens because of his past karma. You don't know. He's working very hard, but he doesn't get a promotion. How come that person didn't work hard? He got a promotion. So when you are entering into the network of karma, karma kanda, it's very unpredictable what happens to you in life. lot of misery. You're working, you're thinking, I'll get happiness, but the opposite happens, even though you're putting everything inside. So it's a gamble. So therefore, it's like sowing seeds, cultivating crop. Anything can happen. Never know. Is it how karma turns around? You do not know. Like you see in World War, 1939, World War II, 1939 to 1945. The Jews living in Germany. Since they have been settled there since around 300, 400, 500, 600 years, they have been living there. But the moment Hitler came into power, he thought that the Jews are the cause of all problems. And he became responsible for killing so many Jews, concentration camps, shooting children, women. And people are seeing their own children being shot, their family members being raped, all their possessions being taken over. Who would have imagined families and whole communities settled there since hundreds of years, who imagined that their whole community will be wiped out of that place? They were not sinful people, they were not criminals, but now if you see from the karmic point of view, this is something, is it not? I mean, how many people did Hitler kill? 6 million, it is said, minimum 6 million. 60 lakhs. And all those soldiers who died in World War II in 6 years amounts to how many? Lakhs and lakhs and lakhs and lakhs of people in Russia and the UK and America. The whole world was involved in war. Something like that can happen anytime. So therefore it is compared, this karma is compared to a gamble. When you enter into life, you do not know what will happen. You cannot, a farmer cannot predict for sure that I will get good crops. You may get rain, you may not get rain. You know, it's like that. So then he's in his family life and he's in illusion. He hallucinates, he thinks, oh, I'm very happy. I'm very happy. So that illusion, you know, he's attracted to some tribal woman who's in the forest. And he's thinking, oh, I'll enjoy life with her. So that is compared to a whirlwind, a tornado, which comes and, you know, throws dust in your eyes and you cannot see what is going to happen. What is life all about? What is the purpose of life? Like Shankaracharya says that, balastavat krida sakta, tarunastavat taruni sakta, vriddhastavat chinta sakta, pare brahmani kopina sakta. In childhood, busy in playing, when he grows up, becomes a youth, then he's busy in, you know, romance and all those other things. And then when he grows old, he's anxious, family, children, property, where to invest money, children should take care, handing over. But in no phase of his life, he's thinking that what about my soul? Always caught up in materialistic life. So he is imagining the man doing business and living in family life is thinking that, oh, I'm so happy. So, and then he suffers, and then there are these owls and crickets which are making these sounds, irritating sounds in the forest, and he's thinking, oh, so painful. It is compared, this owls and crickets in the forest is compared to the government servants who trouble him and his enemies who speak harsh words and insult him for no reason whatsoever. Like you go to a government office and they don't want to do your work. They take a bribe. Some RTO officer catches you. Something like that. So many things can be there. So crickets and owls, they compare to irritates. Then so many things. He feels, okay, just let me enjoy my life. I'm working so hard. So he takes shelter of all his facilities, his house, all his bank balance. And he plunges into sense gratification, unrestricted sense gratification. So those are compared to the creepers and sinful trees in the forest. You know, many times there are trees which are very short trees, like, you know, which grows on that washi side, you know, on the beach side. What do you call those? typical name. They don't give fruits, neither they give you shade. They have thorns. They are called sinful trees and creepers. So such people, or such enjoyment is compared to taking shelter of such trees which don't give you shade and don't give you fruits. Which means that all attempts, you think that, okay, I've worked so hard to collect all this thing and that will give me happiness, and that is also not giving any happiness. No happiness. That's what I said. To eat, we have dinner set. To wear, we have diamond set. To sit and sleep, we have a sofa set. But still, everyone's mind is upset. Everything is there, but there is no happiness. So then, what do you do? What does he do? He thinks, okay, I'm suffering. Oh, there's no happiness here also. So what do I do? Feels very. Sometimes it gets very hot in the jungles. So he wants to cool off. So he goes and jumps into a river. But unfortunately, the river is very shallow. So he breaks his head. That is compared to going to some gods, demigods. Think that, okay, maybe the gods will help me. Or you go to a psychologist. Okay, give me some consultation. Make me happy. Where am I going wrong? And they make your life even worse. You go with a problem and you jump into thinking that I'll get cool off. And you jump into the river. And what happens? You come with a broken head. Like one lady was there. She was having some mental issues. If you ask her a question, so what is your name? My name is Lakshmi. And she would spit. Acha, have you cooked food? Husband would ask her, have you cooked food? She would spit. Husband thought she was going crazy. Let me take her to a counselor. So-called counselor or psychologist. 1 month something they told her. She came back. Husband looked at her and said, she looks okay. So, do you remember your name? Lakshmi. Oh, improvement. So, will you cook food? Yes, yes, whatever you want. She didn't spit. I was wondering. 1 month goes. After 1 month, again. So, have you cooked food? Yes. Two straight on the face. Have you sent the children to school? Yes. Two straight on the face. Husband is thinking, what is this? Previously she was better off. She was spitting at least on the ground. Now she is spitting straight on the face. So, we go to some psychologists, we go to some, and they make matters even worse. You think that they will help me. And then sometimes it gets very cold in the forest. So you want some fire to warm yourself. So then you look, and you know there is a place, there are certain marshy places which give out bioluminescence. Like there are some algae which are in the moss which give some light. So in the night time it appears like it's on fire. So sometimes the man in the forest, he thinks, okay, I'm feeling so cold, maybe I'll go close to the fire. And he goes close, but he sees there's no fire. So he's disappointed. So basically all these people are compared to such kind of shelters, and there's no recourse. So, and then the examples go on, you know, that how he goes to fetch something, he has to climb a mountain. So they said running a family is not easy. It's like climbing a mountain. Not easy. And then he sleeps, he's tired, he's worked so hard, so much of anxieties. What to do? Okay, just let me sleep. I think sleep will cure it all. And then he sleeps. And that is compared to sometimes when a man sleeps in the forest, there are pythons which come, strangle him. He becomes unconscious and the python slowly gulps him down. So it is compared to that. Where a person, he sleeps and he doesn't know how time flies. He is thinking he's having some peace, but time is just flying. And he misses out on the main goal of his life. And then there are snakes. Sometimes he's bitten by snakes in the forest. So many snakes are there. So what are the snakes compared to? Bhagavatam says the snakes are compared to his friends who become envious of him and deprive him of opportunities, prestigious positions and pull him down. Sometimes he lends money to his friends. He does some favors to his friends. But they turn out ungrateful. He doesn't return the money. And then he breaks his relationships. And relationships become estranged. Like, you know, there is this very big industrialist in Bombay. I think his name is Raymond's. Previously, you know. So there was some interview where he's in a very desperate situation, lost all his money, and now he's in old age home. This multi-millionaire person, multi-millionaire, once upon a time, now he's a pauper, he's in old age home. And what is the cause of his problems? One of the reasons was that he wrote all his property in the name of his children. Now his children don't respect him, they don't care for him, they put him in an old age home. So in an interview they are saying that, why did we, what is our fault? What did we do wrong? Our only mistake was that we loved our children. But what we got in return? Nothing. It turned out to be ungrateful. So, therefore, sometimes, so his advice is never write your property in the name of your children as long as you are alive. Because they will not respect you once you give them the money. After you die, okay, fine. Money is bequeathed to the children, that's all right. But as long as you live, don't give the money. That's why Shankaracharya says, na putradapi dhana bhajam bhiti sarvatraisha vihariti. Since time immemorial, this parampara is going on. That if there is money, then the husband will be worried of his son also. Because the son can murder the father also for property. So many times you lend money to your friends, they are ungrateful, they don't, so they come considered like snakes who bite you, kill you. And sometimes he makes mistakes, he goes and steals, or he does some illegal activity and he gets caught, he's put into prison. That is also there. So therefore, all these things have been spoken about family life. So we have to understand these things. And it doesn't mean that we have to take sannyas. So this will help us to develop detachment. And we head home and practice Krishna consciousness. That's why in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Jnane prayasam udapasya namante eva jivanti san mukharitam bhavadiya vartam sthane stitaha shruti gatam tanuvan manobhir ye prayesho jita jito apita istrilokya. So therefore, it is said, Jnane prayasam, give up trying to understand the Lord. Don't put your intelligence for understanding the Lord. You can't understand God. But you can understand what is material nature. So therefore, Jnane prayasam udapasya namanti eva. So try to use your intelligence to understand how this material energy works. Like if you go to a person who smokes cigarettes, if you say, Bhaiya, cigarette mat piyo, cancer ho jayega. So he knows. He'll say, Main janta hun. I know, it is written here. Don't tell me. And he smokes. Why? Because he has intelligence, but he is not using his intelligence. He is given his heart. He's become an addict. So we have to use our intelligence into this material world in order to detach from this world. But when it comes to Krishna consciousness, then what do we do? Jivanti san mukharitam bhavadiya vartam. When it comes to the Lord, you give your heart. You give your heart. And you take shelter of the process of hearing. You have to constantly hear the glories of devotional service and the evils of material life. That's why in the initial discussion it was said that we forget, you know, that life is temporary. That's why in the Shastra it is said, Tyaja durjana samsargam bhaja sadhu samagamam smaranityam anityatam kuru punyam ahuratram smaranityam anityatam. Give up the association of evil-minded people, take up the association of saints, day and night engage in Krishna consciousness, and always remember that life is temporary. How will you remember life is temporary? When you listen on a regular basis the message of Krishna consciousness, or by reading Srimad Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, being in the association. When I went to Kumbh Mela this time, in our ISKCON tent, besides that, there was another tent of a family from Allahabad. Sorry, I'm going over time. If I have your permission, 2 minutes. So this family was there who were having a tent of their own. And those Maharajas were giving nice lectures. And I was taking a bath, so his speaker was pointing towards us, towards our tent. So when you're taking a bath there in the back, you know, you can hear the lectures going on in that pandal very clearly. And very nice lectures they were giving, that Maharaj. 2-3 Maharajas were there, they were giving lectures. So I was enjoying the lectures, and you know, while I was taking baths, and I was long baths I used to take because lectures are going on. So after some time, I just went to see, you know, who's these people, they're very nice here. So I went and I said, "Arey, tumhare Maharaj na bahut acha lecture dete hai, maja aa gaya, very nice." So then he invited me, come, oh, andar. So then I inquired, "Who are you people? Kahan se aaye aap log?" He said, "Hum log Allahabad mein rehte hain." I said, "Acha, to ye kaun hai ye sab log?" He said, "Hamare parivar hai." Acha. So the whole family of 20-25 people, they come there. So I said, "Acha, aap log Kumbh Mela mein aate hain?" He said, "Nahi, Kumbh Mela mein nahi, har Magh Mele mein aate hain." Every Magh Mela, every year they come, they spend 1 month, they put up a tent, stay on the bank of the Ganges, and they call a few Maharaj. And the Maharaj is giving them lectures for 4-5 hours a day. And whole family are there doing kirtan, bhajan, and prasad. And they spend about, you know, 7-8 lakh rupees. I ask them, how much do you spend? Family spends 7 lakhs on a yearly basis to get purified and to purify others. They call it kalpavasa. Kalpavasa. A process of hearing. I was so inspired. I thought, my God, the whole family is doing this arrangement. And that is actually the process of Kali Yuga. Be at home, jivanti san mukharitam, hearing from great saints, bhavadiya vartam, ye prayesho jita jito apitais trilokyam. And what will happen by that? You can win over the unconquerable lot. We can attain Krishna consciousness and go back home, back to Godhead, into the eternal family. It is all about family life, actually. It is to enter into the eternal family life of Krishna. There are no sannyasis in Vrindavan, is it not? It's all families only, Krishna's family. So that is the main goal. And to begin with, the most important process, as it is explained, is to chant the names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.